you've been listening to KRVS for years and want future generations to experience the news, music, and special public radio programming you enjoy, then consider making KRVS a part of your retirement planning. For information about retirement planning or planned giving, contact your financial advisor or go online to krvs.org. And thank you.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And that was from the San Francisco Jazz Collective from last year. Stefan Harris Vibes, who came in to the show, we did an interview with him, was talking about how he was working on material for this album. In this album, they do a dedication, as they have in the past, to various composers. And this one was to Stevie Wonder, and we just heard the composition, Blame It on the Sun. Before that, let me give lineup is Miguel Sinon on alto saxophone, Mark Turner tenor saxophone, Vishay Cohen on trumpet, Robin Eubanks trombone, great solo, Stefan Harris vibraphone, Edward Simon on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and Eric Harlan on drums. The San Francisco Collective in New York, 2011. We opened up the show with Pat Martino with a Wayne Shorter composition, Footprints, from his album Footprints, and with Pat Martino guitar, Bobby Rose second guitar, Richard Davis on bass, great bass solo, and Billy Higgins on drums, holding it down. And next up, we're going to hear a version of Footprints again, this time by Wayne Shorter with Herbie Hancock on piano, Reginald Workman on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. And this is from Adam's Apple. And the first version of this song is when Wayne Shorter was with Miles Davis Band. And this is all building up to going back to 2001 album of Wayne Shorter's with Footprints Live, and we'll also play another version of Footprints from that too, and what can happen in a few centuries to jazz. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne. Thank you.
happiness floods the tide. I keep hearing bells all around me, jingling the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized, they keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. I followed him down the strip. He picked out a booth, a circus, where the cowgirls filled the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with their bears. Yeah, dinos and two bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose them. Breaking off the tables, ringing the bandits' bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some way, since I lost every dime, I laid on the line, bought the cleaner from Des Moines. Could put a coin in the door of a John and get 20 ponies. Thank you.
Business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
So we're featuring a Footprints Live record from 01 by Wayne Shorter, with a talented array of musicians, to say the least. And one of them is drummer Brian Blade, who is from Shreveport. I was born there in 1970. One of the best drummers to come out of the many musicians of Shreveport. He went to study music at Loyola University, and when he was there, he'd had played with and studied with and living hanging with Johnny Vodakovich and Ellis Marsalis and Steve Masakowski, Bill Huntington, Mike Pallera, John Mahoney, George French, Jermaine Basil, David Lee Jr., Alvin Red Tyler, Tony DeGrotti, and Harold Batiste. Blade made his first record with Kenny Garrett and Joshua Redman. And we'll hear some more, but it's actually interesting with this record from 01. And he still lives in New York and does a lot of session work. Very, very good drummer. And we're going to keep playing his Footprints trio record throughout our quartet throughout the day. Before that, throughout the 2 hours here at Passport to Modern Jazz. Before that, we heard from quite a talked-about album by Joni Mitchell. It's called Mingus, and was Mingus wanted her to put it together, and he passed away before the album was finished, and he could hear all the tracks. One of the tunes by of course Charles Mingus was The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, and on bass, of course, the great Jaco Pastorius, and he did the horn arrangements on this. Again, we have Wayne Shorter on soprano saxophone, Herbie Hancock again, as we had on the Adam's Apple record, Peter Erskine on drums, Don Alias on congas, and Emile Richards on percussion. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. This is, not to be mistaken for Wayne Shorter, is Kenny Garrett. from Seeds from the Sun, Haynes here. Kenny Garrett, Haynes here from Seeds from the Underground, Mack Avenue, 2012, with Kenny Garrett on saxophones and piano in some parts in the record, with Benito Gonzalez picking up the piano session. Man, Nat Reeves on bass, Ronald Bruner on drums, Rudy Bird, Bata and percussion, and Nedelka Prescott on vocals. One of the most recorded tunes by, maybe famous tunes, or ones that comes up, is a Wayne Shorter tune called Sanctuary, and that was on the Bitches Brew record, and Wayne Shorter was also on that. And we're going to listen to, from Footprints Live, the live version with the quartet.
Thank you.
A lot of us in the jazz world just love this record. It was just a five-star album. Wayne Shorter had not recorded in an acoustic all-jazz album since 67, his Schizophrenia album. He has young players, pianist Danilo Perez, bassist John Patitucci, and drummer Brian Blade. Just an incredible array of players that toured for, stayed on the road for a long time before they came back and recorded this 2001 recording. And it almost is, I've kind of used, I don't know if it's really correct, but some of it is almost a deconstruction of some of the material that he has recorded decades before he ever decided to redo all of this material. It's a great one, and everybody should have the record. See ya. Come back.
Whether you're home or coming to or from work, thanks for being with us. Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron, and I bring you Cajun music every morning, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 7 a.m. here at KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.